On this day, 11th May 1921, RIC men murdered. The Press Association wires, Constables Clark and Murdoch were shot dead by rebels at Clonmany, County Donegal today. It is stated the bodies were afterwards thrown into the sea and that the body of Clark was subsequently recovered. The latter, who was shot through the neck, was a native of Liverpool. Murdoch was an Irishman. Our Derry correspondent wires. Late this evening, news reached Derry of a sensational shooting tragedy at Binion in the Clonmany district of Inishowen, resulting in the death of two constables. The report was that the constables were attacked and fatally shot, and that their bodies had been thrown into the sea. On information of the tragic occurrence reaching Buncrana, a party of police under District Inspector Geelan hurried to the district. The body of Constable Clark was recovered, but there was no trace of his comrade. Both men left Clonmany Barracks yesterday evening for a walk. Craig Raleigh's unionism. At a meeting in support of the unionist candidates for South Belfast, held in the Ulster Hall last evening, Sir James Craig said he looked upon the forthcoming election as a plebiscite of the people of the whole of the six counties on the one great issue: who was for the Empire and who was for a republic. The proposal that he threw out was, after all, that De Valera should take this act and work it, not for a political purpose, but for the benefit of the people, and they in the North should take it and work it equally for the benefit of the people. He added, "Hands off, Ulster. I will never bow the knee to treachery or allow a very whisper of republic to enter my thoughts." The Orange Grandmasters have issued a manifesto as follows: "Hitherto on the shoulders of our representatives in the Imperial Parliament has rested the stress and strain of a protracted struggle against our submergence in a Dublin Parliament, and under Sir Edward Carson's leadership they have delivered us from such a calamity. Now, however, the obligation rests upon every loyalist to see that the victory so far won is not turned into a defeat at the polls. Our opponents have combined against us on the single issue of no partition. Therefore, we must defeat that combination." Eamon Phoenix editors note, "The war of independence would continue relentlessly until the sudden arrival of the truce in July." James Craig found himself having to explain his recent meeting with De Valera in Dublin to suspicious unionist backbenchers like William Twaddell. Sinn Féin rejected the proposed Southern Parliament with contempt, as Lloyd George knew it would.